want to start off by addressing something I think that commonly happens in the tribe, and that is we have people who, like, you'll join, you'll have success, or you'll join and you kind of are like you don't totally commit. I think the bottom line is it's when you feel like I'm not committing, because you, first of all, you create a lot of story around whether or not you're committed or not. You know, commitment is one of those things, I think a lot of you think that commitment means that you're showing up perfectly or that you're doing the things. It's not necessarily what commitment means. Like, bottom line, commitment is when you just agree that you're going to keep going no matter what. That's what, Christy, that's all I'm talking about today is I'm struggling. What's the best way to spark or reconnect with the program? So the problem is that you guys sit around thinking that commitment is hard, or that you're struggling and all these other things, and I don't know what to do. Guys, I'm telling you, you have to quit telling yourself you don't know what to do. That is the worst thing that any of you ever say in your entire life, and I don't care if it's with your marriage, your job, how you drive somewhere. You guys know what to do. If I said there's a gun pointed to your head, I need you to figure out the next best thing to do today in order to lose weight, every single person could figure that shit out. But when you're sitting around and you're not enthused with the idea of doing some work, it's a lot easier to say, I don't know. Here's the other problem that comes up. Guys, have you even asked yourself why you're losing weight? Like, seriously, ask yourself why. If you are struggling right now, I know Melissa made a post where she's like pissed at PNP, pissed at herself, pissed at success stories, all that stuff. All anger and shit like that does, let me just tell you, that is the easy feelings to have. It is so much easier to find a target outside rather than to look inside as to what's truly going on. It is no different than, like, let's say that you are like my computers and stuff, right? Like, I'm just going to tell you, on the inside, I feel like I'm dying. When I can't do my plan, when I, like, just, when shit's not going right, like, all of a sudden, like, all the, it's been a, it just brings up all your shit. This is when you know you're totally dialed into yourself, because you can cry at the drop of a hat. But it's like, when you understand, like, it's easy for me to be pissed at my husband that my computer's not working. It's easy to be mad and angry and stuff. But what's not easy is to be like, the reason why I'm angry and stuff is because I'm so worried about things. It's because it brings up my insecurities. All the stuff that I don't normally think about come to the surface. That's why we don't commit. Because of this part. The reason why we eat is because of this part. You don't want to be doing any of this. So, like, don't sit there and tell me you don't know what to do. You know what to do. Go push play on a goddamn video. That's it. That's seriously all that has to happen. For those of you who are like, I don't know how to recommit to the program, go to pnptribe.com. There's a button that says, start here. Like, that part's not hard. The hardest part of it, guys, is uncovering why you're not doing that. That's the hard part. Thank you, baby. That's the parts that we have to address. So I want to talk about this stuff right now. So don't tell me you're angry at successes, and don't tell me you're angry at PNP and all this other shit. You're disappointed in yourself, and that's always the hardest thing. It's easier to be angry at yourself than it is to be disappointed in yourself. It's also easier to be disappointed in yourself and then beat yourself up and have self-judgment rather than to face your fears that you may never be able to lose weight, that you can't get your shit together. That's the problem. It's facing your fears. So you need to ask yourself, when you're not committed and when you're struggling and stuff, what am I so afraid of? You will write that stuff out. You have to get out a notebook or a pad of paper or something, and you need to handwrite. I do not want to see typing. I do not want to see anything. I want people with a pen and a fucking piece of paper, and I want you to write. The reason I want you to write is because your brain needs to actually do this process. It doesn't need to be Like, I'm not saying that when you type things, it's half-assed, but when you're really talking about fear and being scared and worrying and upset about what's going to happen, you need to take the time to do it the real old school way, where your brain has to slow down and it has to have all the things go down on the paper. That just has to happen. And I don't want to hear any excuses, and I don't want to hear no bullshit that I'm afraid somebody will read it. Then go sit in your car, write about it, and I don't care if you take a match to it and burn it. You have no excuses. You're going to write about your fears. So the first thing that has to happen is, what am I so scared of? For most of you, it's going to be, I'm very scared I can't lose the weight. I'm really scared I can't do this. I'm scared that I'm a failure. You need to just get it all out of your head so you can see it. And then we're not going to judge it. Step two is, there's not going to be sitting around and then thinking your brain's broken or that something's wrong with you or anything like that. No, you're a human being. That's the way we roll. Our brains were always designed to judge and find danger and fear. You know, your brain wants to tell you that something's wrong with you so that you'll quit writing, so that you don't have to feel bad. It wants to drive you straight on into McDonald's. It remembers every single time that you have felt scared and worried you can't lose weight, that when you ate, it temporarily didn't have to feel that anymore. That's why you're eating. That's why it's easy to break your plans. The next thing that I want all of you doing is, I just keep taking my glasses on and off. I want you to think about this. Why am I losing weight? Why do I want to lose weight? When I'm creating my plan, what are my thoughts about it? Like, this is super important, because I've been talking about this a lot. I think a lot of you, the reason why you cannot commit to your plan, one is, if you don't believe you can lose weight, you're going to have to work on that. And then when I say work on that, that means, like, you're going to have to start telling yourself, I may not believe I can lose weight, but I am willing to do the plans, rather than sitting around, I don't know why I'm doing this plan. I'm probably not going to lose weight anyway. This is some bullshit. The next step is to figure out, what is your thoughts about this? Why are you creating this kind of plan? For all of you who are like creating a plan every day and then just breaking it, I can fucking guarantee you it's not realistic. You're sitting around and you're feeling bad about yourself and you're judging yourself, and then you're creating these plans, these 24-hour plans, and you're bastardizing my program, and you're not doing it realistic. Here's what you're doing. You're sitting around and you're creating a plan from fear that you can't lose weight, from punishment because you think something's wrong with you, and that you're not worthy, and you need to eat this way, or you believe somebody else's damn opinion who hasn't lost weight or has done it like an asshole and will probably gain their weight back, rather than listening to me. What I don't understand is why the hell you're in PNP and you're going to listen to your friend in the cubicle next to you, or your husband and his opinion about keto. God love him. He just wants the best for you. But guess what? You're here. You might as well trust what I have to say rather than you guys having all this faith in your fears. Your fears are lying to you. They are lying to you. They are convincing you to be angry at people who are doing the program. That is what fear does. It is some bullshit. And you're all going to have to just see where it's bullshit and call bullshit on yourself. If you want to be angry at something, be angry at the idea that you're allowing that shit to actually cause you to break your plans. Every one of you who's struggling, step one today, write down what you realistically eat. I don't give a damn if it is a Big Mac and going from a large fry to a small fry. It needs to be on the plan. You guys always ask me about this realistic plan. Like, I don't know how this is going to help me lose weight. What you're doing now is not helping you. Quit trying to figure out how my realistic plan won't work, and start admitting that what you keep doing over and over again for fuck sure is not working. Because sitting around trying to create punitive plans because you don't like yourself, or you don't think you're good enough, or you don't believe in yourself yet, and all this other shit, those plans are not working. That is a busted ass model. It is time. If you're going to be afraid you can't lose weight, then be afraid doing my realistic plan that I know will teach you. The magic of the realistic plan is what's happening, guys. You are sitting around and you are creating these fake ass plans that you're not going to commit to. You think you're going to commit, but you're creating them from like this self-loathing ass shit. You're creating plans from a place of not being good enough, being too fat, being unlovable, gotta get my shit together. Because I just can't be this weight. That is the problem. And then when you create that plan, when it starts to get hard, because it's going to get hard, you have not taught yourself how to talk to yourself in such a way that's good that you want to tune out. Because the second it gets hard, guess what comes back up? That you're not good enough. There's no way someone like you could follow this plan. What are you doing over here? We just need to eat something. Because you're not only creating the plan from self-loathing, but now you're going to self-loathe while you're trying to do shit that doesn't feel natural. That's why that blows up on you every single day. Here's the difference. And then you unconsciously eat. So then you just eat shit. And you tune out. And you don't listen to what you're saying to yourself anymore. And you just turn it all off. The realistic plan, what it does is no, it probably isn't. Like I'm going to tell you right now, if you are starting off the day with my coffee and at lunch, you grab ass some Tootsie Rolls and by 4 o'clock, you're cruising through a drive-through and at 8 o'clock at night, you're scarfing down ice cream and that's, you're going to have to be your plan today because that's what's realistically happening. No, in the short run, you are not going to lose weight. What you're going to do is you're going to lose your bullshit conscious eating though. We're going to turn a bright light on all this eating. You are going to plan it. You're going to go to the Tootsie Roll thing like, oh, well, it's time to have Tootsie Rolls. It takes all the fucking fun out of having Tootsie Rolls. Because here's the thing. When you go unconsciously, you're just doing it. You're just doing it. You're not thinking about it. Then when you go, when they're on the plan, it's painful. Because this is what you'll tell yourself. I don't know how we're going to lose weight eating Tootsie Rolls. All of the stuff that you think on the back end before you even try the realistic plan happens right before you eat. That is a lot better than it happening after you've ate. There's no way we can lose weight eating Tootsie Rolls, but we just ate 10. Same thing with McDonald's. I'm going to tell you, when you make a realistic plan and you put all this food in there, it's not as fun. It's not supposed to be fun. It is supposed to put you in the state of consciousness. Because when you're consciously eating that food versus unconsciously eating that food, your future self has a voice all of a sudden. She doesn't get a vote when you're doing it your other way. The only person who's getting a vote over there is your fat girl thinking version. She gets all the say. We don't want her to have all the say. We want our future self to be able to come in and be like, are you sure you want to order all this? Like, what if we just level up a little? What if we do some of these concepts? The conversation is what's supposed to happen. And that's what I need you guys doing. So here's the deal. For all of you who are like, how do I recommit? Step one. Push play on video one, module one of the No BS Success Path. I do not camouflage our materials. Yes, we have lots of things, but I have told you from day one, I don't care how long if you've been in PNP since August of 2015, there has been one thing to do. When all else fails, module one, lesson one, push play and get the workbook out. Do the worksheets. Do not sit there and tell me you ain't got time. If you have got time to bitch and moan and be angry and disappointed and stew and overeat, if you got time to do all that stuff, I guarantee you, you got time to do some worksheets to solve your problems. Be willing to solve your problems more than you're willing to sit around and act like a helpless victim to them. None of you are victims. No one is. You have got to quit allowing that of yourself. You have to quit victimizing yourself time and time again over this shit. So you go and you push play. And you print my workbook. And if you do not have a printer, you go to Staples. And if you do not have a Staples, you go online to staples.com and you order it. If you want it bad enough, you will figure out how to get it. It is no different than if you really want ice cream, your ass would drive through a snowstorm to get it. Be willing to get a workbook printed. You need to write down the shit you're afraid of. And then you need to write down why you're losing weight. And if it's full of self-loathing, then you need to turn the page over and say, the reasons why I love myself enough to do this are, these are the things I want for me. These are the things I'm willing to tell myself 10,000 times today versus that bullshit I keep telling myself. And Melissa, if you watch this, when you're sitting around and you're thinking about that triathlon you did now, and I think you're to quote, now I can't run a fucking mile without it hurting. Rather than sitting around thinking about not being able to run a fucking mile, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go out and run a fucking mile and it hurt. That's what makes a runner. That's what makes you strong. Doing it when you don't want to, doing it when you have self-judgment, doing it when it sucks the wind out of you. If you want to get better, get out there and start getting better. If you want to sit around and then look at the nightmare, then do that too. Both of them are going to suck. Which suck do you want right now? The one that has a payoff or not? And that's where we're at here. All right. Sorry, I feel like I'm so angry today, but oh my God, I haven't been able to TDL yet today. And I am like, on the inside, I will be writing my own after this because there is plenty of muck going on in my brain this morning around this computer and my schedule and all this other stuff. So that's where we're at. The Queenie is just having a day. I know everything will be fine. I'm just like you guys though. When things are not going as, like when things aren't going the way I plan them, my brain automatically goes to all the worst case scenarios. And it's my job to make sure that I wrangle it back in and I take control.